The border to Canada has been closed to non-Canadians with few exceptions for 15 months. A colleague, a Canadian citizen, had to go into quarantine for 2 weeks when she traveled back and take tests, even though she's fully vaccinated. They're strict in Canada. But as vaccinations continue to bring down case counts in the U.S. and Canada, people on both sides of the border are calling for restrictions to be lifted. Brian Higgins is the Democratic congressman representing New York State's western border with Ontario. Representative Higgins, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we last spoke in October. You were calling on then-President Trump to ease border travel restrictions. Now there's a new administration. There's a vaccine. Case numbers way down. We know President Biden has working groups going on this, but what's the holdup?
I don't know. You know, we've been in shutdown, both the United States and Canada, for 15 months, and we were told that the inflection point, the game-changing moment, would be the availability of vaccines. And it's astonishing the powerful medicine that this vaccine is. You have immunity if you're fully vaccinated. So people that have property from Buffalo over in Canada, going over to visit their cottages or their homes, they pose no risk to anybody. So yeah. It's incumbent upon the president and the prime minister to get the border opened.
Well, a couple of things. You don't have full immunity when you've been vaccinated. It's successful, and you know, one of the vaccines is 95% of the time, I think. And some U.S. citizen just did come back into the U.S. and picked up the Delta variant, and they'd been fully vaccinated. So is there's a small chance that you can be carrying or get sick with COVID-19. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau had in the past pointed to Canadian case counts being far below the U.S., and that's how he justified the border closing. He didn't want Americans to come across and bring the virus with them. But that's no longer true. New York State and Ontario both have about 300 new cases a day, and more than 70% of adults in New York have been vaccinated. but can you understand his fear?
No,
Prime Minister Trudeau's fear. You can't at all.
No, I can't. No. If you look at, you know, again, both Canadian and U.S. residents, citizens have been told for 15 months that to follow the science, to follow the data, to follow the facts. And if you look on the website today from the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it says if you are fully vaccinated, the power of these vaccines, even against the variants, you no longer have to wear a mask. You no longer have to socially distance, you know, because you're fully vaccinated. That just underscores the power of this vaccine. So whether it's 10% of the Canadian population or 45% of the American population that's fully vaccinated, they should be able to travel. And I think it's incumbent upon both leaders to do it safely and successfully, but to do it, you know, make a move. People need to know that everything that they've done over the past 15 months, now there are vaccines, and that is a game changer, and it needs to be recognized as such. Because we have been told, again, to follow the science, follow the facts, follow the data.
We know, as you mentioned, that there are people who want to get to their cottages. To them, this is an extension of, you know, this their backyard. And that is tough. But what are some of the other things that a border closing is impacting? Freight, shipping. How is it impacting things like the economy?
Well, the economies of both Western New York and Southern Ontario are adversely impacted. That's true. But it's also generally the life quality and the fact that loved ones have been separated for 15 months. That's an emotional issue. That is a mental health issue. And there are ways to do this safely and successfully. Now, this nonsense about having to quarantine still is totally irrelevant to anybody's public health. If you have been fully vaccinated, you know, you have immunity and pose a very low risk of giving or getting COVID.
Well, by the way, we should say that Trudeau is walking his talk. He apparently abides by the quarantine, but there are exceptions for hockey players, apparently.
That's the point. Yeah. So they make an exception for the National Hockey League. Look, I love hockey. I played hockey, and I played up in Canada. But the fact of the matter is, what's driving that? It's the National Hockey League playoff schedule. That's not the science. So if those players are fully vaccinated and they're able to cross the border, Why aren't people who've been separated from their loved ones for 15 months? It sounds very arbitrary to me, and it sounds political. You've got a battle going on in Ontario between the conservative Ontario premier and the liberal federal government under Justin Trudeau. So, you know, let's put all of these issues aside. Let's follow the science, follow the facts, and I think we can come to a safe conclusion that the United States-Canadian border needs to be open, at least incrementally, initially, and then a more comprehensive opening further into the summer season.
That's Congressman Brian Higgins, the Democrat who represents the beautiful area of Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for having me again.